This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Agricultural Society signs MOU for distribution of 10,000 breadfruit trees to farmers. Education Ministry to spend over $1 billion to improve wage and benefits packages for teachers, and the telecommunications capabilities of emergency agencies to be strengthened. The news in detail after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says over $1 billion has been found within the ministry's budget to help improve the wage and benefits packages for the nation's teachers. Reverend Thwaites says the funds were identified after an in-depth re-examination of the Education Ministry's budget.
We have looked into our budget and made sure that we could find areas that we could uplift the offer that is being made by the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service to the teachers. We have probably found in excess of $1 billion so that we can improve it because we understand the constraints on the national budget.
Reverend Thwaites adds that the Education Minister will be working with the Minister of Finance to determine ways in which the funds can be allocated to yield the greatest impact for teachers. He was speaking at the Minister of Education's Region 6 Stakeholders Breakfast meeting on Thursday. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, in partnership with private sector company Jam Island, has constructed an off-site fumigation facility to aid in the preparation and packaging of products for export. The facility, located at the Jam Island Processing Company in Manchester, will serve to enhance Jamaica's export capacity. Construction of the facility was approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch of the Agriculture Ministry.
There will be less handling of the produce, as the produce will be processed, packed, and fumigated at the same location, thus ensuring better quality of produce for shipping. This new facility also therefore means reduced costs for transportation and more production time for workers, as they will not be traveling to Kingston to offload and reload the containers.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Jam Island, formerly V&M Imports and Exports Limited, is a large exporter of yams, dasheen, and pumpkins. In the meantime, the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Trees That Feed Foundation for the distribution of 10,000 breadfruit trees to farmers. President of the JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says the breadfruit sector will be a major area of focus at the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show this year.
These 10,000 plants over 3 to 4 years will add 6.5 million pounds of fruit or food to the agricultural production, to tap into a growing demand of 200,000 pounds of breadfruit flour per month. This is an emerging industry, and we will certainly form a part of a thrust by the JAS with the ministry and other stakeholders to grow 1 million trees over the next 10 years.
The Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be held from July 31 to August 2 at the Dembe Showground in Mapen, Clarendon. Among the new features at this year's show will be an agricultural applications competition. The competition is designed to increase the number of youth attendees at the show and bolster the sustainability of the sector. And the government is working to strengthen the communication network of emergency agencies as part of efforts to enhance the country's ability to respond to disasters. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Hilary Alexander, says the government has taken steps to shore up the telecommunications sector to assist in disaster mitigation. She says the country now has over 100% telephone density, which equates to 100% access to voice telephone communication. Ms. Alexander says this creates numerous opportunities for the development of applications for various uses by the information and communication technology ICT sector.
Government as a whole, we undertake to prioritize the enabling communication resources for disaster mitigation. Ensure that any obstacles to the provision of those communication resources that are required for security and disaster mitigation and relief operations will be addressed.
That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.